Unit 92, The Master Forger. The literary giants of the past have always been prey to clever forgers desiring wealth and borrowed fame. One of the most popular targets of forgers has been William Shakespeare, and probably the most successful of all Shakespeare forgers was an 18-year-old boy named William Henry Ireland. Ireland, the son of a respected book dealer, perpetrated his hoax on the literary public in the late 18th century. The boy's success rested on his astonishing skill both in imitating Shakespeare's style and in producing documents with an appearance of age and authenticity. Ireland claimed that the works he forged were written by Shakespeare. He based his claim on a deed, supposedly signed by Shakespeare, in which the bard bequeathed certain of his books and papers to a William Henry Ireland, whom young Ireland claimed as an ancestor. His inheritance, the boy revealed, consisted of letters by Shakespeare to his wife, two plays, and legal contracts and receipts signed by the playwright. Outstanding scholars, critics, and poets examined the finds, and, except for Edmund Malone, the leading Shakespearean expert of the day, all proclaimed them authentic. Richard Sheridan bought the play, Vortigern and Rowena, and produced it with the star cast at his Drury Lane Theatre. The play's presentation helped Malone convince other skeptics of the hoax, and Ireland finally confessed. However, Ireland had the last laugh. The controversy created a market for his phony Shakespearean works, and Ireland seized the opportunity and did a brisk and profitable business, making and selling imitations of his imitations.